store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing living like to count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to handle now, yes, around.
All right, welcome back. It is 10:50. Let me get Deacon Blue in here, and then we're going to, I'm going to let Chris decide who took advantage of the obvious joke line with the smoke a bowl Super Bowl working here between the states of Washington and Colorado. Deacon Blue, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Look, did I hear you say Pat Bradley's coming back?
Yes.
Hey, we're excited, man. We want you to put the doomsday clock up on the website so we can watch the countdown on it.
It was 2 weeks as of yesterday.
Countdown to PB. I like that, Deacon Blue. That's a good idea. Pass that along.
T-minus 13 days.
Send that to the J-Mo guys. Yeah.
Oh.
I was
Flynn.
Born in Colorado, born and raised, and my whole family's Bronco fans. And as a way to go against my father, I chose to be a Seahawks fan. I've been there since they became in the NFL. So this is a great moment for me. And I would be disappointed if they lost, no doubt. Have to eat a lot of crow for sure. But I do feel like Peyton Manning is the best, and he deserves that validation. If he punches his ticket again, there's that. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Deacon Blue. Look, there's a debate to be made. Chris and I had a good fight in the break about, you know, Brady Manning. I mean, if I was going to settle on two, those would be my guys. Those would be my two. They've got the numbers. They've got the accolades. They've got the postseason awards. I mean, they've done it all.
And they both have things that have worked against them. They've had obstacles and adversities to overcome throughout their career. Brady going down with a knee injury and losing every receiver after a couple years. Manning, obviously, with his neck almost not ever working right ever again, and then breaking every record.
I will say this. I saw Castle take over that offense and do pretty well. I saw what Tebow could do with the Denver weapons. And admittedly, they've changed a little bit.
Speaking of which, 2011, Tim Tebow,
mm-hmm.
Eric Decker, 44 receptions, 612 yards, 8 touchdowns.
44 receptions is not even worthy of mentioning in today's NFL.
It's not terrible.
44 receptions is slappy.
And he's only his second year, too.
Well, I'm just saying, not an impressive
number. He's not a throwaway. Manning makes everyone better, but it's not someone that, he was terrible, and then Manning made him amazing. That's what I mean.
Well, no, you're comparing his athletic ability to, like, Edelman. Look at his numbers versus Edelman. Edelman's numbers are far more impressive than 44. I guarantee he had more than 44 catches.
Last year?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look that up.
Thank you. Okay, so let's do this. You need to focus. We'll argue about this more tomorrow. Or, I mean, later, rather, next hour. All right. So these are every single late night guy. Blew me away. I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's another one. I figured they would all take their shots at it to varying levels of success. I have my preferences as far as the late night guys go anyway, so that has something to do with it, of course. Cue up the Cypress Hill, and we'll get into this. All right, this is Conan. Conan's attempt at the Washington versus Colorado weed debate in the Super Bowl.
The Seahawks and the Broncos won, yeah. And they will be going to the Super Bowl at Giants Stadium. Yeah. Now, the Patriots and the 49ers were bummed about losing until they realized now they don't have to go to New Jersey. There's always a silver lining. Here's a little fun fact about both teams. Both teams playing in the Super Bowl this year are from states where recreational marijuana is legal. Yeah. Yeah, which explains why the mascots for both teams is Woody Harrelson.
The question becomes, how high do you have to be to sit outside when it's 20 degrees and snowing for a Super Bowl? Next up, Jimmy Kimmel.
The matchup for Super Bowl 48 is set. The Denver Broncos will meet the Seattle Seahawks. Both states that legalized marijuana will be represented on the biggest day of the year for snacks. The game will be played at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Assuming the players can answer Chris Christie's riddle, you have to answer the riddle to be allowed to cross this bridge, you know. The Broncos had very little trouble with the Patriots. They beat them 26-16. This has been an historic season for quarterback Peyton Manning. At 37 years old, he set the single-season record for touchdown passes, passing yards, and Papa John's commercials, which is incredible.
Don't let Chris hear you talking like that. Jimmy Fallon.
The Denver Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks advanced to the big game. Congratulations, those guys. Exciting. That'll be a good matchup. Which means, though, this year's Super Bowl will have teams from two states where recreational marijuana is legal. Or as pizza delivery man put it, pray for us.
going to be crazy. I mean, the Super Bowl, where both states have legal weed, the people who make Doritos are calling it a stoner vortex. It's a perfect storm. The perfect storm.
And last but not least, well, maybe least, Jay Leno.
Congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks, Denver Broncos, going to the Super Bowl. Very good. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Both teams come from states with legalized marijuana. Well, this has caused a huge problem for President Obama. He doesn't know who to root for. I mean, they both. In fact, this year they're changing it from Super Bowl 48 to Super Bowl 420. Did you know that? They're going to go through. Well, then, interesting, both teams come from states that have legalized marijuana. And today, in desperate attempt to become more competitive, the Cleveland Browns have asked the state of Ohio to legalize meth, crack, speedball, and heroin. They just want to make it more.
What do you think?
The winner goes to Jimmy Fallon for using stoner vortex. That, combining the polar vortex craze that went on with the media, I'd give it to Fallon.
It's pretty good. I wouldn't. I would probably give it to Leno. I thought it was good. Joe Klein is here now, and Joe is such a sweet, naive boy. He doesn't know what the 420 thing is.
What's marijuana?
I didn't get 420.
420.
What is 420?
It's like a, I don't know, Matt. What do you, in the Urban Dictionary, it's sort of like, it's the.
How would I know?
It's like time to smoke at 420 and the date 420.
It goes back to a college student who used to meet up with his friends every day at 420. So it became a universal
time to smoke weed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more of a 419 guy myself. And I'll go Scotch.
419 is when my alarm goes off.
Exactly.
I ought to make a song. It's 420 somewhere.
Yes, exactly. Did you see the, did you see in Colorado, people kept stealing after they legalized marijuana, people kept stealing the 420 marker.
Marker.
So they changed it to 419.99. True story. I'm thinking, that's an even more unique sign. I would rather have that one.
I would steal that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't encourage stealing, you know, but.
Oh, yeah.
I would, especially not from the state.
Well, you're a sweet law-abiding citizen, and Joe's a sweet non-weed smoker, so you got that going for you. Tim, real quick.
That's just nice.
Tim? Tim gave up.